Foxton Readers Level 3. The Storm off Mexico by Jacqueline Walls. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. Jess and Steve were going on holiday to Mexico from the UK. They had just got married, and this was their honeymoon. They were looking forward to spending some time together on their own. However, they met some really nice people on the way over who were also young couples from the UK. Jess and Steve wanted to get to know their new friends better and decided to spend time with them as well. Meg and Rick had brown hair like Jess and Steve. They were a quiet couple who were always taking photos. They didn't want to miss any of the incredible sights on this amazing trip. Tim and Samuel had been together for over 10 years. Tim had blonde hair and Samuel had brown hair. They were very funny and their continuous jokes made everyone laugh. Chloe and Al were engaged. They were the youngest couple. Al had black hair and Chloe had brown and Chloe had blonde hair. "What do you do?" Jess asked Chloe. "I'm a teacher," said Chloe. "Really?" said Jess. "I'm a teacher too." "That's a coincidence," said Tim. "I'm a teacher too." "What do you teach?" said Jess.
"He teaches dogs to sit," said Samuel. "He works at a puppy training school in his spare time."
Everybody laughed. It was good to travel with friends. They were all on holiday in Mexico for 2 weeks, and they all started their holiday in the same hotel in Mexico City. During the first few days, the group sat together for breakfast in the mornings. As the week went on, they saw each other more and more. They would share lunch in the hotel bar together or go into the city together. Everyone enjoyed being in the group, and they all became good friends. In the evenings, they started going out for dinner together. They asked the hotel staff for recommendations and found some really good restaurants. They went on trips together to explore the city. They loved learning about history in the museums and going to art galleries to see famous Mexican paintings by Frida Kahlo. They all very much enjoyed a trip to the Templo Mayor, an Aztec temple right in the city. It's thought to be on the exact spot where the Aztecs saw a golden eagle on a cactus holding a snake, the symbol of Mexico today. Meg and Rick took lots of photos there. Now, though, it was time for Jess and Steve to say goodbye to Mexico City and their new friends. They were going to Puerto Vallarta.
"I will miss you when you leave tomorrow," said Chloe, giving Jess a hug.
"I will miss you too," said Jess.
"Hey, why don't you come with us to Puerto Vallarta?"
"We were going to Puerto Vallarta later," said Tim, "but maybe we should go earlier."
"We should all go tomorrow," said Al.
The group wanted to stay together, so they all decided to go to Puerto Vallarta at the same time. The hotel booked them all onto a coach together, but they had to get different hotels. The group had become such good friends, they were really looking forward to spending a week swimming and relaxing in the sunshine together. The next morning, the coach driver greeted the group as they got on the coach.
"Hello, I'm your driver," he said with a big smile. "And this is Lucy." Lucy was their holiday representative. She was very cheerful and had blonde hair in a ponytail.
"Good morning, everybody," she said. "Find a seat and we'll soon be on our way." The group found some seats together and began to settle in for the journey. It would be a long drive, but Lucy said they would break up the journey with some exciting stops.